And with us now on Coach's Corner, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burrows football team, it is James Semin. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Well, thanks for being here, Coach. We certainly do appreciate it. You get the big win on the road over Nicollet last night, 54-22, the final score in favor of the Burrows. Coach, take us through the game overall and how you thought the team played.
Going through the game, didn't start off really well for us. They kicked it. And they recovered it, so we actually didn't get the first opening kickoff or either half. And we were able to stop them and then get our offense rolling. Kids played really well last night for the first part, and kids did really well. Our line was blocking. Cooper Ferry and Stefan Schultz and Logan Torgerson and Lucas Nikolowski and Brock Kaler, they all did a real good job. Hayden Lawson, our fullback, he blocked really well for Ryan and Hayden, or Ryan and Mason too. We were able to get a jump out. I think we were up 27-0 at the end of the first quarter, even though that we didn't get that opening possession. But and then in the second quarter, we just kept continuing to go ahead. We actually, one of the things that we worked on this week was our extra points quite a bit, and so that's what we've tried to strive for last night. I think out of the first five touchdowns, we were 4 for 5 on our extra points, so that was nice. Cooper Ferry is our kicker, and he does a real good job at kicking off, too. Is one of the things that we do well is generally our kickoffs, because he kicks so deep. So good things last night. At the halftime, we're up 40-8. At that point, we had quite a few kids being able to play. Last night, when you're up, you really want to just focus on making sure that you get some of those kids rest. You know, Orion, he didn't run after basically the first quarter and a half. We sort of shut him down. He's got a couple big weeks in front of us. And when you're out to a lead, you want to make sure that you preserve those kids. And Hayden Lawson, we had him sit quite a bit too. Good stuff last night from our kids. At the end of the third quarter, I think it was 46-10. They punted and got down to our one. We were up 46-8, and then they punted and got down to our one, and then they did secure a safety on us, and then we were able to, or that put them up 46-10, and then at the end of the game, Boston Wright, or not at the end, but I guess in the fourth quarter, Boston Wright put in a couple scores. He had a nice night. He had 100 yards on 6 carries, so. But passing game was good last night. Mason Howard threw a touchdown to Luke Ruin, and he connected on a couple of other long passes. I think Luke had near 100 yards receiving, and Mason had near 100 yards throwing. Defensively, one of the nice things about us defensively last night, we didn't give up any points on our start. They got a kickoff return on us. But the defense didn't give any points up on the starters at all. And they didn't give up many first downs. And throughout the course of the game, we were able to get 5 interceptions. So that was sort of a nice thing for us. I think we'd had one interception before that last night, and we were able to get 5 last night. So it told me that our kids were ball hawks. They're looking for balls. And, Ethan Sopa had 2. Caden Statler had 1. Storoff had 1, and Michael Ryan also had 1 and their first opening possession. So, and we got after the quarterback. We had a few sacks. Logan Torgerson had got a sack, and Owen Cooper Ferry did too. So good things for us. We just got to continue to stay healthy and continue to try to improve each and every week, which we're trying to.
James Semin with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burrows. They pick up that win over Nicollet last night, Coach. When you get to this time of year, it's always interesting because it's basically 3 games in a span of a week and a half, and you mentioned you're able to get some guys some rest. How important is that down the stretch, really, to keep these guys in that top condition as possible as you hit this home stretch where the games really just start piling up in a short amount of time?
Yeah, and we've been doing that. Orion, he's sort of fought a little ankle injury, so we've been trying to curb his carries back. Last week, I think he had like 17. Last night, he had maybe 11. But last week he had to play defense. Last night, I didn't have him play defense. So it's really important for us because last 2 games we're going to have to play 4 quarters. Mabel, obviously, they're 5-1. Their only losses is Spring Grove, and Spring Grove is 6-0 right now, or 5-0 right now, and they play today. But you know, it's really important for us to try to secure those or get rest for our kids, because we have four quarters, and then once you get to playoffs, you get four quarters again as well. So it's really, really important that if you can get your kids rest, you do. And we're in that luxury of having that capability. If you get a lead and you have enough players, and you know, some teams just don't have that many players, so it's really a little harder for those guys. But we have about 28 kids. But we have went through the injury bug as well. We lost Peyton Olson, who's our starting tight end, and we lost him to a knee. And Carter Howland, he's our starting inside linebacker, and we lost him to a knee too. He might be able to make it back, but I don't know. But you know, key contributors to our team, and it's hard to lose those kids too. But those are, you know, that's just high school sports, and you know, you have to play the kids that you have. And I think our kids are doing a really good job coming up and making plays too. So
good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. 6-0 on the season are the Lanesboro Burrows. James Semin with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burrows. Coach, you mentioned you got Mabel Canton next week. What do you expect to see from the Cougars?
Well, I haven't watched a ton of tape on those guys throughout the year, but last night I watched a little bit after the game on the way back from our trip. But, you know, they're well coached. They went from Carl to Paul, and Paul's doing a really good job. Obviously, they're 5-1, and their only loss is Spring Grove, who hasn't lost. So, you know, they're putting up points, and we got to make sure that we slow their run game down. They have a really their running backs are really good. They seem like they're very physical running backs, and you know, they set up their pass with that run, and you know, you got to make sure that you don't fall asleep as D backs, because it'll come back to haunt you. So we got to make sure that we play sound fundamental football, find good angles. You know, we're really quick on our feet, and making sure that we keep our linebackers filling on their running backs. But yeah, they have a good team, and it's going to be a battle for us.
Should be a fun one coming up on next Friday. Lanesboro takes on Mabel Canton. Of course, we'll have the action right here on 103.1 KFIL coming up Friday night. Coach James Semin with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burrows. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Hey, thanks so much, and I appreciate you guys covering our games and covering all Southeastern Minnesota sports. Thanks so much, Luke.
We appreciate that. Thanks, James. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.